This is the I Don't Know podcast with Kylie
and Lauren.
So I've basically got a deep throat my microphone.
I don't quite remember my past week, but I don't feel traumatized by it, so that's good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
5?
Yeah.
5 of the I Don't Know podcast. My name is Kylie, and I use she, her pronouns.
And my name is Lauren, and I use she, her pronouns as well.
How are you, Lauren?
I am actually, you know what? I can't say this genuinely too often, but I actually have been feeling like super happy lately.
Well, that's really good though.
Yeah. And, you know, I always feel, because of my dissociation disorder, I always just feel like my general feeling is just like content. But I feel like lately I've been feeling a lot more better. That's not a phrase, well, but better.
Yeah.
I've been feeling better, but yeah.
I mean, that's always a good sign though, that you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good.
Yeah.
It means that, yeah, you're feeling better, and it's a good thing because you're looking after yourself and mm-hmm. things are on the up and up, which is good.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm really good. I've had an amazing week this week. Content creation wise, things have been going incredibly well. I have officially, except for today, but I'm not counting today as behind because we've only just recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm officially up to date with the 150 baby streams editing. So all of the episodes are done. I think I've got to upload like 4 more episodes to YouTube to schedule them, but everything is scheduled right up until May. So I feel like I've really accomplished something there. I'm working a lot more on, you know, thumbnails and YouTube creations and streams and stuff like that. And I think like this week has really been like a really good stream week. Like it's actually been really good stream week. Like today's stream was, it was full of me pushing buttons that I shouldn't have pressed. It was a good stream. Like we had a lot of chaos, but it was really good. And everything else has been going really well. Work was work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so yeah, things have been going really well.
I mean, yeah, you're almost at 400 followers on Twitch, and
yeah.
I mean, you have big things coming, and yeah, big things to announce soon.
I do have big things to announce soon. Very excited.
I am actually like changing the direction of my content. I don't think I've told you about this yet.
I don't think you have, but I did read it on a Discord server in a general chat.
Yeah, I'm kind of gonna be more mental health focused on my content. Generally, the way it's gonna go is like Mondays, I think I'm gonna do like co-working streams so I can like get stuff done for the week. And then Wednesdays, I'm going to do, what was it? Oh, just chatting streams. Or I'll, like, watch, content, or I'll have, like, a friend on. Or I also have a bunch of people who are going to be, like, interviewing on my channel to talk about their life and mental health. And I'm trying to get people that I've met throughout my life and who have been in my life off and on. And so... we can catch up and talk about them, and it's people who I find really like influential. They may not be well-known people, all of them, but I think a lot of them are like interesting people, and so I've invited them to be on my stream just to chat about mental health and stuff. And then on Fridays we're sticking to the typical cozy gaming.
Nice. So you've got the whole thing planned out. It's really good. Like, do you feel better about the fact that you've got a schedule and you've got like a system down? Like, do you feel better?
Yeah, I think that's been a part of why I am feeling better in general, is just because not only that, but I have just like you, I have content planned out for a while. So when inevitably I do start to feel a little bit down, I have content to post. So I'm not feeling like I'm letting anyone down by not posting anything, which is something I stress out about when I start to feel like depressed or just like sad for a day. I'm like, God, I should be like posting and I'm not, or I should be streaming and I'm not. But now I have content to kind of fill those gaps.
Yep. Yep. No, it's always good. Like, you feel like you're accomplishing something and you sort of feel like you've got your shit together, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like, especially with mental health and, you know, it's very difficult to, when you're feeling like really depressed or you're feeling down or stuff like that, it's really hard to get the motivation to make an effort to do something that you're working towards. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, this week for both of us has been like a huge deal, because, like, I've had a rough couple of weeks, you've had a rough couple of weeks, and I think it's really good that we've got the motivation to make an effort to grow our channel, and, you know, with all of our content creation and stuff, and we're actually more or less getting our shit together with it. And I feel like I'm proud of both of us for accomplishing what we have.
Yeah, me too. I think I was telling my friend Mango this on my stream the other day about how oftentimes throughout my life I've kind of like set myself up for failure, because I've just felt like if I'm depressed, then I'm just depressed, and I don't do things to improve, because I guess I don't feel worthy enough to like try. Like, I just like, I'm just like, I'm a piece of shit, like, whatever, I'm not gonna try anyway, because why would I? But I feel like if I set myself up for success by like doing all this, like, not pre-recording but like pre-editing and like pre-posting stuff, like scheduling posts, I feel like that is setting myself up for success, which I'm not used to, and it just makes me feel a lot more secure.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I was uploading the baby streams to YouTube, like the episodes to YouTube, like, that sense of accomplishment when I hit schedule and picked a date that was in April and picked a date that was in May, like, I knew that I had my shit together, because I've got, every week I've got weekly uploads, and that's what I wanted to do this year. That's what I wanted to focus on, because last year I was horrible at getting content creation out because I did not have the motivation, because last year I was in that mindset that, you know, obviously streaming wasn't for me and I was never going to get anywhere with it. And then I told myself at the end of the year, I'm going to have a month off. So I had the entirety of December off, and it made me sort of realize that I need to stop getting into that mindset where I'm a failure. And that's where my anxiety comes into it, because I, like, and you know this as well, teaching me how to use Adobe, for example, it's when things don't go the way that they're supposed to go straight away, I get very frustrated, I get very anxious about it, and I immediately get like to that mindset where I'm like, I'm a failure, I can't do this, and I just give up. And I had to tell myself to stop doing that, because it was affecting not only my mental health, but it was affecting my confidence. Like, my self-confidence shattered completely, because I was just like, everyone's going to think I'm a failure. And like, it was the same at work as well. Like, I was getting into that mindset at work as well, that I was a complete failure, that I wasn't going to get anywhere, you know, that I was letting everyone down and stuff like that. And that is not a healthy attitude to have. Obviously, when you have like anxiety disorders like I do, and obviously like you do as well, it's very hard to sort of get out of that mindset, because it is your brain just telling you, like, it's like your brain is just so stubborn that it's not letting anybody else, like anything else in your body, think differently. Like, it's just your brain taking over it, and it's very hard. But I think this year has definitely changed a lot, because I've been telling myself, like, if I start to feel that way, I'm like, no, you need to shut up, you need to stop, you need to just take a breather, even if it's just a couple of days away from content creation, and then you need to write a list of what you need to do and then check off that list. And that's what's helping me as well. Like, I have checklists all over my desk, I have my diary, I have got my whiteboard, like, everything's written down now. And I think having that structure does help as well.
I also think, not focusing on views and numbers and stuff is also very helpful, because that, if you're not getting where you think you should be getting, then it really makes you not motivated to post. And if mm-hmm. you're not posting, then you're also not going to get anywhere. So like there, it's like a double-edged sword. Like you have to be active. And like, I don't like TikTok. I don't use TikTok, but in order for people to find my content, I have to post on TikTok. And that's just what I have to do. And if I were to focus on views and not be motivated to like make all these posts and clips and edits and stuff, then my channel really would go nowhere. And then the views wouldn't go anywhere. And then I would like it. Then it's just like a spiral down. And so focusing on views and numbers and stuff is just not helpful.
No, it's really not. And that's what, like, that was like a hard lesson for me last year as well, is I was focusing more on numbers. And because I wasn't seeing the numbers that I wanted to see, like with my streaming and stuff, that shattered my confidence as well. Cause I thought, fuck, like nobody likes me. Nobody wants to see my content. Like I'm boring. I should just give this up. But mm-hmm. now that I don't have viewership on, I don't have my view count on, I don't look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I've actually, even with my stream summaries, like when you finish a stream, Twitch sends you an email with your Twitch summary, mm-hmm. like with your stream summaries. I've stopped getting those. I've turned them off because I don't want to know about it. I don't care about them. No, because it's like, it's because you know deep down that like they're not going to be the numbers that you want to see. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think that's where it affects you, because you're focusing more on the numbers. And that's like, this is also a tip to anybody out there that is wanting to start streaming or is a small streamer and is struggling to grow their channel. Don't focus on the numbers. Do not focus on the numbers. Mm-hmm. That is the worst possible thing you could do. Take your time, spread the word on social media, but take your time with it. Take each day at a time, because it's not like each person is different. It just depending on your personality and what you put out on the stream. But like, don't focus on the numbers. Just the most important thing for you to do is to have fun. If you're mm-hmm. not having fun, then you need to take a step back and think about why you're not having fun and try and change that. And mm-hmm. if that means that you've stopped streaming, then that's it. But you need to focus on just having fun, being yourself, and not focusing on the numbers, because that's probably the worst thing. Because that's what I did last year. I focused more on the numbers, and that's what destroyed me. Because it was like, even trying to get to affiliate as well, like I was struggling to the point where I was like crying after each stream and ending stream, because I'd have like one viewer. And it was the day that I hit affiliate, and this, to me, like this is just my personal experience, the day that I hit affiliate, on the outside, I was so excited and super happy about it, because I'd accomplished something that I was working my ass off to get towards. But on the inside, I was fucking struggling, because I didn't have anybody to tell that I'd hit affiliate. Like, nobody in my family essentially gave a shit, because mm-hmm. they don't understand what Twitch is. Like, they don't understand it. They think it's just like a hobby. Like, it's not just something that I want to, you know, do full time and want to do content creation. Like, I wouldn't have spent all this money on the equipment for just a hobby. Mm-hmm. And that made it a lot harder for me. And it got to the point where I just don't tell my family anything about my content creation anymore, because I just know that they don't give a shit. And it sort of made it a lot harder for me to carry on at that stage too, because I thought nobody gives a shit. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, no, that's just a certain group of people. Like, there are so many other people, like you, for example, when you first came into my stream, and look at us now, we're like mm-hmm. fucking doing a podcast together, for fuck's sake. Like, we talk literally every day. And I've got like the OGs that were from day one. I've got all of my loyal followers and all of my loyal friends that still hang out and stream and stuff and still lurk in stream. Like, that's what I had to focus on, was the fact that there are still people that are behind, like that mm-hmm. are lurking in my streams, that are there 100% of the time. And I think that was the mindset that I was in that I needed to get out of. And I think, yeah, this year's definitely changed a lot of my confidence in it though.
Yeah, I think something I kind of go by is that I don't want to be a content creator that doesn't post things that I'm proud of. So if I'm not posting things am proud of, then I don't want to be posting anything. I don't want to be a content creator who is just like online being negative and like spewing hateful stuff and just like posting things I'm not proud of and then being kind of like, I don't know, there are some I think you know who I'm thinking of who are kind of, you know, go online and expect money and subscribers and like all these things, but they post content that's not like that. Like if I were them, I wouldn't be proud of. I'd be ashamed of the way I was acting online. I never want to be that person.
Yeah.
I want to come online and post things that I'm proud of and that I love and that I'm passionate about. And if other people like that, that is just an added bonus. It's not something that contributes to me posting. I post because I love it, and I post because I'm proud of it. I post because I'm enjoying it, and if other people love it, that's great. I watched his podcast the other day, and it was this guy, Rick Robin. He was talking about how you need, as an artist, you need to create things for yourself. And as much as selfish as that sounds, he said, you will not be able to, I'm just like paraphrasing, you will not be able to create content for your audience unless you are satisfied yourself. So
unless
you are satisfying yourself with your art, you aren't going to be able to post art online and satisfy the people who love you and want to see it. You need to, you need to love yourself.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And like, if you're not, like if, and it's like the same thing with like, if you're not happy with, like if you're not feeling 100%, like if you're feeling down, if you're feeling upset, it's okay to take a mental health day. Take a mental health day, take a mental health week, take a mental health month or year. Like, but your mental health comes first. And that also means your physical health as well, because mental health can affect physical health because, like, if you're depressed, like, I sometimes get to the stage where I'm that depressed that I either don't eat at all and I just drink coffee and stay awake for fucking days, or I eat that much that I'm binge eating that I put on, like, a heap of weight. And then I'm depressed because I'm fat. And then, like, I get to that stage where I'm like, okay, I'm depressed, I need to lose weight, so I stop eating. And that's where that, like, mentality comes in, where I have to be like, okay, I need to stop, I need to think about what's making me happy, and I need to change it. And like, that's why, like, every now and then I'll take breaks. That's why I'm only streaming 3 days a week, because those 4 days, like, I work a full-time job in retail. Like, that's enough to make anyone go nuts. And
I think, I mean, there are a lot of things about that statement that need to be, like, that always need to be questioned. Like, if you're thinking that way, I think if you're thinking that you are ugly or a bad person because of your weight, I think that's definitely something to question. I think, and I definitely think, because as someone, I was anorexic for a decade. I've been recovered for I think this is year 4 or 5 I've been recovered. I know what it's like to, like, love other people's bodies but hate your own. And so, like, if you think you being fat is an issue but other people being fat isn't an issue, that's still a problem, because you're not loving yourself. You can love everyone else however you want, but you gotta love yourself too.
You do. You gotta love yourself first. And that's what a lot of people need to realize as well, is you need to love yourself before you can love anyone else or anything else. Like, yourself, you come first before anything and anyone. And a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to mental health issues as well. They were like, oh, you're depressed, well, just be happy. Like, that's not that simple. That is the absolute worst thing to say, and you will probably get punched in the throat to say it. Like, if somebody had said that to me, like, it was a few months ago, a couple of years ago, I was in a really, really, really dark place with my mental health, and it got to the point where I was thinking that it was it, that I was done. And my therapist at the time had turned around to me, don't even know how this bitch had a fucking license, but she ended up turning around to me and saying, oh, well, if you're that depressed, she was just like, if you're that depressed, she was just like, you should be in a mental home. Like, you should just be, you should just be happy. You've got nothing to be sad about. Mm. And I'm like, you're a fucking therapist. You're meant to be getting to the bottom of the reason as to why I'm feeling like mm-hmm. this. And then at that point, that's probably the worst thing to say as well, because I was in a, you know, I was in a time, like in a headspace where I wanted it to end.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to say that, like, that could have driven me to the point where I would have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that a therapist should be doing. They should be getting to the bottom of why you're feeling like that and thinking, fuck, like, I really need to help this girl. We need to get to the bottom of it. And I think a lot of, like, this is why it's so hard for people to talk openly about their feelings, because you got so many people that just don't understand it. Like, it's so frustrating. Like, there's a couple of people, like, even with disabilities and stuff, like, there's... with autism and stuff, because there's so many different variations of autism as well, there's a lot of people that don't really understand that. And like, when you're trying to explain to somebody why, like, how a certain person's autism works, they do not want to understand it. They're like, oh no, you can't use that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
They can yeah. use that as an excuse, and it's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm. It's a reason.
It is just a it's a reason. But there was another thing as well, that I think I heard it on one of your clips.
Mm-hmm.
It's not special needs, it's specialized needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that Mango. Right there, mm-hmm. that sentence right there just is the truest statement I've ever heard. It is mm-hmm. not special needs. The person is not special, they're specialized.
Because
mm-hmm. like Mango said, you don't go to a special doctor, you go to a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's where the line gets crossed a lot, because people just don't seem to want to care about anything. They just think, mm-hmm. oh no, that's just an excuse. Like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an excuse. Go fuck yourself. Go educate yourself before you fucking make a comment like that. Yeah. Like, just fuck off out of my face.
I also think some people are afraid to say, like, the word autism or, like, autistic. And they're so like, oh, they have special needs. Like, no, bitch. Autistic. Like, it's fine.
Just like, no, say it. It is not like, a bad word.
Yeah.
You're not going to get, like, you're not going to get shunned to hell for it. Mm-hmm. Just say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just say it. Just say it. Don't be fucking afraid to say the word. Like, just say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just... And,
but what you were saying about taking breaks, I do think that mental health breaks are very important. I mean, I take breaks all the time. I took a break, like, twice this week from stream because I just wasn't feeling it. On Friday, I did not want to be around people. I was just like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to use whatever energy I have to speak to people. I just want to make graphics and like shitpost on Twitter. Like, I don't want to do anything. And so I didn't do anything. Yeah. Because when you go online, and especially when you're live streaming, and even when you're just like recording a video for YouTube, if you don't want to be there, your audience can tell. And I know that just from a viewer's point of view. Like, I know as a viewer, when if you don't want to be there, I can tell.
Yeah, and like, it's I've had that too when I've been on stream. Like, I've felt confident to start stream. Like, I've been felt like mm-hmm. I felt in a really good place, but then something inside me just hit, and then I thought, I need to stop because I'm starting to get to that stage where I'm not feeling it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one stream. I was probably about 30 minutes into the stream, and my best friend messaged me and she goes, are you okay? And I said no, because she was watching the stream, and I said no, I'm not. And she goes, okay, I'm gonna call you in 10 minutes. I ended stream and I called her and I cried on the phone for about 4.5 hours because I was not in a good spot. I was not having fun. I wasn't in a mm-hmm. good headspace. I ended up taking 3 months off stream.
Mm-hmm. I just took
3 months off stream
last year. Didn't I took like over 6 months off? Like, I just I wasn't feeling it. Two, I was moving. Like, I just, there was so much going on. I was just like, I can't stream, and so I didn't stream for like 6 months. And that's okay. Like, people were still here when I came back.
It's fine. Exactly. You're allowed to take mental health breaks. Okay.
For sure. Well, that was a long conversation. I don't think we both were planning on having. Do you have any Aussie slang for me today?
Oh my god, I actually do. If I remember where I've written it down, because my brain. Okay, you might actually know this, but I'll be surprised if you know it, because I'm not sure if it's like a universal thing. Mm-hmm. So the Aussie phrase that I have this week for you, Lauren, are you ready? Mm-hmm. A cold one.
Is that a beer?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we use that too.
Oh, good. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you guys used it or not. I was like, is this a universal thing or is this just an Australian thing?
But I think I have one for you.
Oh, an Australian phrase?
Yes. Someone.
Oh, this is going to put me to the test.
Commented on our Twitter
and said, did they?
In the next one, do hands in pies.
Hands in pies.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
I've never heard it. Fuck off. Hands in pies. I need to. Why did it come up?
It's just like hands in pies.
No, I just googled it and it just come in 1 inch equals 0.25 hands. What the fuck? That's all there was. What does hands in pie mean? Oh, to be involved in something often when your involvement is not wanted. Oh, okay. So it's like you've been forced to be involved in something that you're not wanting to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that one before. That one stumped me, and I'm Australian.
Is that an Aussie phrase, or is that just like a phrase my friend heard while she was in Australia?
Well, I've never heard it. And I've worked in pubs and clubs before, and I've never heard it. So I don't know. That's a different one. Definitely a different one that I... It's a new one.
Yeah, I think...
Very...
I don't know if it's Australian, actually, because I looked up Hands and Pies Australia, and it's just telling me about meat pies. But it's an interesting phrase, nonetheless.
I mean, yeah. There is also another one, the have one's fingers in too many pies. It's like to be involved in too many things. Like you've inputted yourself in too many things, probably more than you should and shouldn't, you know, be involved in. That's another sort of variation of it as well, is to be involved in too many things.
People really need to stop putting their orifices in pies.
They really do. I'm looking at you, American Pie. Okay, so should we get on to the main talking topic of our podcast?
Yeah, because I don't have any current events or anything.
Neither do I.
Okay.
So I think we should just definitely get straight into what our main topic of the day is.
Do you mind if I explain this to people first about how this came about?
Yes, I think you would be better off. You would be the better person to explain it. So take it away, Lauren.
Okay. So Kylie and I were just sitting on Discord in a call one time, and I'm pretty sure we had been silent for like quite some time. And I just go, and I start laughing, and I'm like, Kylie, do you ever just think about like weird stuff? Like, and she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I mean like stoner things. Like, this is like a stoner question, what I'm about to ask you. She's like, okay. And I was like, what did I ask you? I think I asked you one of these. Hang on. I was like, do you ever think about how like the internet works? Like, what the fuck is the internet?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
What is that? And so this part of the podcast, we're gonna talk about our stoner questions we think of sometimes.
Yes. Yes, definitely. As soon as I said that, I was like, as soon as we started talking about it, I'm like, we need to do this on the podcast. So we both immediately just shut up and we started to jot down ideas because we're like, okay, we need to keep these fresh. Okay, so we've both compiled a list. Neither of us have heard them.
We could possibly have. I just thought of one.
So Oh, you did. Okay, great. I have 7. I don't normally. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I don't smoke pot, so I don't really get that whole stoner talk thing. Do you know what I get? I get the I drink way too much coffee and I have the coffee talk. Mm-hmm. So I just ramble on with random shit and don't make a lot of sense like I did earlier today on stream because apparently words are hard. Mm-hmm. So, Lauren, yours was internet. Shall I go next?
Yeah. Okay. But like, wait. Answer my question. How the fuck does the internet work?
Like, honestly?
Do you know? Because I don't know.
No.
Like,
because it really makes you think, like, how does the internet work? It's just like,
because it goes through like
how
cords, but then there's like Wi-Fi where it's like not even connected to the internet. It's like a cord through the internet.
Yeah,
it's just like,
it's like what? Yeah, it's like wireless. It's like, okay, but then the other question is, right, how's this? The cords are in the ground, right? So you've got like, so for example, outside the front of our house we have copper wires. That's our internet.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible idea, by the way. Don't ever get copper. That's fucking shit. So, but where do the copper wires go? Because it goes to a box that's on the main street of our town. Mm-hmm. But then from there, where does it go? Like, what does it plug into? And then when it plugs into that, what does that plug into? And where does, like, where does the internet begin?
Does it start from, like, a satellite?
That's what I'm thinking. But then, like, it's got to be, like, from the satellite, it's got to be wireless. But then how is it wireless? How have they invented wireless?
Yeah, yeah.
Who
what
invented
is wireless?
Wireless? Wow. Who invented it? Wow.
Jesus.
I feel stoned having this conversation.
Yeah, I'm not even stoned right now, to be honest. Like, I just...
No. And I have not had any alcohol. I've had, like, 3 cups of coffee, but that's it. Okay. So, shall I go with mine?
Mm-hmm.
So... My one was, I was in my car the other day driving to work and I got to the realization where I was just like, I'm driving a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a big hunk of metal that is on wheels that has an engine. I've started it and I've put it in gear and I'm driving this car. Like, I'm moving this car, but I'm sitting in it. And I'm moving the car. Like, it got me questioning. It's just like, how the fuck is this possible?
So not only are you in a car, like, but you're like in a car, on a road, in Australia, in the world, in space. What?
That's where you really start to think. Like, it starts like, you wake up, you're inside of your house that is a building.
Mm-hmm.
You walk out of the door, you get into a vehicle, like a giant car, in my case a tiny ass car. You back out of your driveway and then you're driving on a road that is like an asphalt road that is in a town, that is in a state, that is in a country, that is in a world, that is in space.
Oh god, oh no. But this is another question about cars which I posed to you when we had this conversation. I heard this somewhere, I don't remember where I heard this. You're in a car, you can reach over to the other side, like, and like touch that chair, whatever. You can like almost reach over to the whole other side. But when you're in a bus, same size road, you know, and you're on one side of the bus, you can't reach over and touch the other side of the bus. But how is that possible when you're in a car that's in the same area, in the same, like, size, like, space? Why can you touch the side in one but not the other?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how is that physically possible? Fuck it out. This is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just...
It makes no sense. Like, and I'm trying, like, I try and comprehend it in my brain. Like, I try and think, like, okay, so a bus is obviously, it's a bigger vehicle, but that vehicle is fitting in the same size spot as a car. How is a car so much smaller?
But, like, when you think about it, though, the width of a car is not that much different to the width of a bus.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you're looking at... If you have, like, a car in front of you and then a bus in front of that car, it's not that different.
No. It's really not that different at all. And it's like, the seats are going to be the same width.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you reach over?
I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't... Can we move on to the next one? Because that one's hurting my brain.
Okay.
Okay. My question is, who decided the alphabet was in order?
There's probably an answer to this.
There is probably an answer to this, but, like, my question is, like, who decided it was in that, and why that specific order?
Yeah, and like, why are we listening to them?
Yeah, like, why was it up to them?
It's kind of like who invented time. Like, why do we keep track of time? Like, we are the only living things that keep track of time.
Yeah. What is time? And also, like, who decided what order the numbers had to be in?
I mean, I don't know. My next one is, what is light? What the fuck is a light bulb? And how?
Yep. I don't know. This is all very, very confusing to me right now, and I just don't know how to process anything.
I have three written down here, or two. I have two written down here that I have to tell you how they're written out first. Okay, the first one is the brain question mark. What question mark?
Oh, I have one similar to that, actually. I have one that is actually, like, about the brain. Technically, the brain named itself.
Shit. Damn.
Because, right? Like, how does the brain work? Like, how did somebody's brain, the person who named the brain, how did their brain come up with the name brain?
And not only that, but how is we all have a brain that are relatively the same but so different?
Right? Like, you have people whose brains are, like, super, super smart and are fucking, like, actual geniuses with, like, incredibly high IQs. And then you have the other end of the spectrum where it's, like, they're dumb as dog shit and probably couldn't even survive a day on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Like... how does that work?
I have no idea. My next one is, explain glasses to me. You can't.
No. Like, glasses in, like, eyeglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, how the fuck do they work? Like, how do they work? Okay, seriously, how do they work? Like, how did they make the glass pieces, like, the little glass pieces...
Mm-hmm.
To help you see.
Like, I understand it has to do with, like, the curvature, probably. But also, like, when you curve a piece of glass, don't you have to, like, heat it up? Wouldn't it make it kind of blurry? How is it still clear if you're, like, heating it up and, like, changing the shape and, like, changing it? Like, how? How do glasses work?
And what's the science behind it? Like, what magic are you using?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a normal piece of glass. It's not like you can go and just, like... smash a fucking window and then, like, carve it out and be like, look, I've got glasses. Like, how? Mm-hmm. It's a scent, but if you think about it, though, it's essentially, you're basically wearing sand because glass is made of sand.
And how did they get sand to be so transparent? There's gonna be a lot of silences in this podcast of us just being like, what the fuck?
And whoever's listening's like, are these true? Like, hi? Okay. This one is sort of similar to glass, but not really, but it's sort of like in the same ballpark. Okay, it's not. Ice cubes essentially float in a pool of their own blood.
Jesus. That is dark.
Your face, you were like... Your eyeballs just went poof. It was like that moment of realization where you were like, holy shit, she's right. Holy shit, that's dark. But if you think about it, they do, because ice cubes are just frozen water. Mm-hmm. But then you put the ice cubes in water, you're essentially putting the ice cubes in a pool of their own blood. Because when ice cubes melt, they turn into water.
So, like, where do you stand on the debate, is water wet?
And then also, what does water taste like?
Absolutely nothing, unless it's American tap water, and then you're just screwed.
All I've just got to say, though, Australian tap water is hands down the fucking best. I'm just saying. But, like, that makes you question. It's just, like, what does water taste like? How do you, like... Everyone says, like, water just tastes like water, but, like, what does the water taste like?
I have another one.
Okay.
How do we know the colors I see are the same colors you see? So how do we know that your green isn't actually my pink? But we call it green because that's the way we have both described it. So, like, that tree is green, but what if green to you is actually pink to me?
Yeah, and, like, also, like, this is going back to, like, the who decided the alphabet was in order. Who decided the name of the colors?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is green green?
Mm-hmm.
Why is yellow... yellow? Why is the blue? Mm-hmm. And then, like, who named the shades? Like, you've got light blue, you've got aqua, you've got turquoise. Like, who decided that?
And why do we listen to them? I want to be a rebel. Exactly. I don't want to listen to these people.
No, fuck that.
We should make our own language.
Like, honestly, we really should.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more? Because I have two more.
No, you can go.
Okay. If you drop soap on the floor, mm-hmm. is the floor clean or is the soap dirty?
Well, where are you dropping the soap? Like, what kind of floor? In the shower floor?
Let's just say shower, for example. Like, if you're in the shower, right, and the water's running down and you drop the bar of soap,
mm-hmm.
Also, I don't use bars of soap. I use body wash.
Yeah, me too.
But if you're using a bar of soap and you drop it, so you've dropped the bar of soap, it is now on the shower floor, but the water's running through it. Like, does that make the floor clean now because the soap's on it, or is the soap dirty because it's touched the floor?
Well, I'm going to be the asshole in this and say that the soap is dirty because... in order for the soap to, like, actually work, like, bars of soap are hard. You need to, like, rub it for it to actually, like, get anywhere. So I don't think just dropping it will do anything.
No, I don't think either. I think, if anything, the soap's gonna get dirty.
Yeah.
But also, who the fuck is using a bar of soap? That's gross.
Yeah.
Get some body wash, okay? Just get body wash. Then the last one, this one's a little bit weird. What do teeth taste like, and does everyone's teeth taste different?
Are teeth supposed to taste like something?
That's what I mean. But this is just on, because I went on to get these stoner talks. I actually went, I literally typed into Google stoner talk,
mm-hmm.
and it come up with weed, I think it was weed week or weed work or something like that. And it was literally 30 stoner phrases. And that was one of them. And I thought, now, easy to think about it, like, does teeth have a taste and we're just used to the taste, but, like, what does everyone else's teeth taste like? Like, does it taste like their toothpaste or their food? Like, what does it taste like? I mean, it tastes like
toothpaste, like, right after you brush your teeth, but, like, once that fluoride and stuff gets off of your teeth, then it doesn't really taste like anything.
No. That's the thing. It's very...
The only time I, like, taste something that's coming from my mouth. It's like when I like bite my tongue and it starts to bleed.
Well, yeah, essentially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hmm.
I feel like I just need to, like, after this conversation, I just need to go and, like, lay down and just, like,
get ponder stoned?
Life. Yeah, but I already feel like I am.
Yeah.
Because, like, after this conversation and after these phrases, like, I feel like I'm stoned. It's very weird.
Well, this conversation was fun. I enjoyed chatting with you today.
I enjoyed chatting with you too. It was very, it was definitely an eye-opening conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Or did we?
Yeah. Then that comes a question as to the brain. Like, how does the brain retain all this information?
I don't know. Does the brain work like electricity does? Because I feel like in order for the brain to work, it needs some kind of like recording, like it needs some kind of like synapses. I can't have this conversation anymore.
Okay, the other question is, and I'll leave it on this, are mm-hmm. we wireless?
All right, that's the title of the podcast episode.
I think we're done.
Woo!
Are we wireless? Okay, it's fine. Okay. Well, today's episode has been very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say interesting, eye-opening, and also very weird. But it's been a fun one.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like we just need to go and have a lay down and just ponder life for about 45 years.
Do you want to do a shot after this?
I mean, I'm actually tempted because I do have vodka somewhere.
All right. Well, then we gotta end this podcast. I will talk to you all later.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Well, goodbye. Bye.